Welcome to Unleash the Awesome with Dave Gambrill. All of us have unique skills, talents, and abilities that aren't being used to their full potential. Our mission is to share the people, tools, apps, and other resources that will help you unleash your awesome on the world.
Yo, what's up, friends? This is Dave. Welcome to another episode of Unleash the Awesome, where today I want to talk to you about how, if you want, you can get a slice of this $350 billion pie. $350 billion. What the heck am I talking about? The self-education, the self-knowledge, the self-learning, the online learning or e-learning space. There have been many studies, many surveys, many articles written about, especially in Forbes. You can go look this one up. And I think Forbes cites a study by some university in Florida where they talk about how the self-knowledge or self-education industry is headed to about $350 to $365 billion by the year 2025. What the heck is that? Well, it's really anything online, any online classes, e-learning. If you remember some of the learning things like lynda.com, or maybe you've seen Masterclass or some of those other things, but it also includes the courses that people like me and you put online. And the reality is things are changing so fast. Things are changing at lightning speed. And they used to change roughly like every year and a half to 2 years, you'd see some pretty big changes in different industries. And really, the rate limiting step there was something called Moore's Law. It's referred to as Moore's Law, which said basically computing power is doubling every year and a half to 2 years or so. And because of that doubling of the computing power, then that's allowing all kinds of really cool things to happen. So that's why you're starting to see things like self-driving vehicles and people being able to figure out whether or not a medication will work. They can do all this pre-planning and run all these simulations through these computers and say, hey, this molecule is going to work out or this one is not going to work out. And here are some of the potential side effects, things like that. So there's all kinds of things that are happening as a result of the computing power that we have. However, and I was reading about this in a book called The Future is Faster Than You Think by Peter Diamandis and Stephen Kotler. It's a great book. It just came out recently. And what they were talking about in there is how, because we now have quantum computing and it's becoming easier to access, and there are some other technologies that are also coming on the forefront, what we're going to have now is this huge synergistic explosion of change, because all of these things are going to compound on top of each other. So if you think about, the best example I can give you is if you think about something like Tesla, okay, and self-driving vehicles. So many people who have Teslas have the ability to put it in self-driving mode where it will drive you like 85% of the time, where you don't really have to have any driver intervention. But what's happening in the background when you are driving, when you do take control of it, is the computer on board is still measuring how you drive and comparing what it would do versus what you would do. So right now, as I record this episode in the middle of February 2020, the Tesla self-driving mode does not have the ability to detect stop signs or red lights. And so if you were driving that car, you and it's in autopilot, you have to stop it yourself. You have to essentially take it out of autopilot or auto driving mode and hit the brake pedal or do whatever it takes to stop the car. Sometimes you don't even have to hit the brake pedal because it has something called regenerative braking, which means it will start to slow you down using some of the technology available and put energy back in the battery, which is amazing. But anyway, what it's doing right now is it's running red light and stop sign recognition in what they call shadow mode. And so if you're driving your Tesla and you come to a stop sign and you stop, the computer is running in the background saying, I think this vehicle should stop here. I think I see a stop sign. I recognize a stop sign. He should probably stop. When you stop, it goes, okay, cool. I match that up. Now, what that's doing is it's gathering all the data from all the Teslas all over the world, and it's running it into this big data simulation, if you will, this huge database. And so then what happens when you have all that information, then when you want to deploy that into a self-driving vehicle, it has millions and millions and millions, if not billions, of data points that it can use. And now that we have the computing power to handle all of that stuff, the computer can run all of these things way, way faster than a human being can do, which is kind of amazing. So that's just one small example of one small technology. I didn't even overlay quantum computing or some of the other things that we've discovered in medicine and things like that. That's just one small example of how fast the change is coming. So if change is coming fast, what that means is if you are going through a traditional education experience, like you're going to college and you get out of college, lots of data is now suggesting that the stuff that you're learning is outdated or outmoded by the time you get your diploma, by the time you graduate, which is kind of crazy. Now, there's some things that will stand the test of time, like art and some writing and, you know, creative things like that. And I'm not against getting a traditional education. Clearly, I don't want a neurosurgeon operating on my brain if she just took a two-week e-learning course on how to do it, right? If she didn't get the proper knowledge and training and things like that. I'm not against that. But if that's the path you want to go, that's the path you go. What I'm trying to impress upon you, though, is for most things, by the time you get out of school, you need to start learning stuff new and you need to adapt to that change. You need to become a lifelong learner. So I say all that to tell you that the opportunity is huge for all of us to create content, courses, masterminds, workshops, whatever, even this podcast, to help educate people, to help people be able to take the next step in whatever it is they're going to do. And here's the crazy thing. You do not have to be the number one expert in the space. As a matter of fact, you probably don't want to be the expert in the space. So let me explain what I mean by that. If you're learning something new, and let's say the path of mastery goes from A to Z, okay? A is super beginner, Z is number one expert in the world. Okay. On the path of mastery from A to Z, you, on some things that you are aware of and do very automatically, and it comes naturally to you, quote, naturally, maybe you are on that spectrum. Maybe you're around L or M or N, or maybe you're only at like D or E or F. And that's a beautiful thing, because the people who are at A and B and C, you can relate to them. You just went through that path recently. You figured out how to get going, get some momentum, get some inertia, get over the initial hurdles of getting started. And then you've continued to get better at these things. And you've leveraged the stuff that you've learned, and you've learned some new mindsets and some new skill sets. And maybe you've acquired some new tool sets. And as you go down that path, it would be very easy for you to be able to relate and to teach and to share what you did to the people that are just getting started versus the person who is all the way down the spectrum at like X, Y, or Z. That person has a hard time remembering what it's like to get started, remembering what it's like to be a beginner. And if you've ever gone to a high school or a college course, or maybe you've gone to like a conference or something where there was a super brilliant person up there, a super brilliant professor, teacher, keynote speaker, and you knew they were super brilliant, but they couldn't translate what they were talking about to you. So they just started using all this techno babble that flew right over your head, but they couldn't translate it to you, like the average Joe or person who didn't have experience in whatever they were talking about, their industry or their niche. And you're like, well, I have no idea what that person just said. Right? That person, even though they're the most brilliant person in the space and they're the one everyone looks up to, and they're the ones that have written the book and are getting the keynote fees and things like that, most people can't understand what the heck they're talking about. So if you can help bridge that gap, if you could be one of those people who's like, okay, I kind of get that. And I get that a lot of people aren't quite there yet, but let me step into this area where people want to learn about this thing and let me teach it. But I'll teach it way further down the path at like C or D or E. And my focus, my niche, my audience will be the people that are the beginners at A or B or C. Hopefully that makes sense. Okay. And so there's plenty of opportunity to do that. And the other amazing thing is, you don't really have to have the knowledge or expertise when you first start this stuff. There's plenty of examples I can give you of people that teach online, but let me give you an example of somebody who started a new product from scratch, okay? Her name is Sarah Blakely. She used to sell fax machines and copy machines, And she knew that there was an opportunity in women's leggings or pantyhose or in the undergarment industry. She knew that there was something missing from what was currently out there. And so she had zero expertise or knowledge in the textile industry or the fashion industry, but she knew there was a gap based on her own situation. And so what she did was she went and she started creating stuff on her own sewing machine and using some other stuff that she borrowed from friends. And she created these things, which eventually became known as Spanx. And Sarah Blakely is a billionaire. Now, was she an expert when she got started? No. Did she make a lot of mistakes and stuff when she got started? Yes. Did she know anything about textiles or the industry? No, she didn't. As a matter of fact, there's a funny story about how she went to some of the textile mills and stuff in North Carolina, and she was talking to some people, and she got one of the folks to take a risk and let her use their warehouse or their assembly line, their manufacturing place to create the first few models, the first few, I guess, test runs, if you will, of Spanx. And the guy that was there had a very deep Southern drawl. And so she was trying to get her patent done, which she wrote her patent almost 100% herself. She went and she got the books and she read the stuff and she figured out what she needed to do. And then she just took it to a lawyer because she frankly didn't have the money to start it or to use a lawyer from the beginning. But she wrote the patent mostly herself and then gave it to a patent lawyer basically just to review so it wouldn't have to write it from scratch and spend all that money. So she did all of that stuff. But the funny thing is she said that she heard from the guy on the phone. She said, "Hey, what is this thing made of?" And she thought he said a lacquer, right? So she wrote in the thing, "Okay, so it's a combination of polyester and lacquer and whatever else," and sent it off to the lawyer. And the lawyer called her back and was like, "Lacquer? Like paint thinner stuff? Like what are you talking about?" And she's like, "Oh no." So she called the guy back and she said, "Can you spell lacquer?" And he said, "Yeah, it's a LYCRA." He meant lycra. Lycra, but with his southern, deep southern accent, she heard lacquer, right? So she made all these funny mistakes, did all these crazy things, but she just got started. And now she's a billionaire. And now you might call her an expert in the textile and fashion industry, maybe. But the key to my story is that she just got started. She just figured out there was a need and she put it out there. So for you, what are some things that you know about, some skills, some talents, abilities you have? If you listen to my episode on the four phases of learning, what are some things that you are unconsciously competent in? I mean, it comes easy to you. You don't really have to think about it. You could do it in a flow state. Those are probably the things that you could start teaching people about. Those are probably the things you could create a course on, something like Kajabi, or sell some of your knowledge like an ebook or something on ClickFunnels. And I'll make sure you guys have links to those tools in the show notes. But those are things you could start with. But here's what I know, and we're going to focus in the next few episodes on how to really get this out of you, how to help you unleash your knowledge on the world. Here's what I know. You have to get started now. And here's why. The industry is going to grow, and it's going to grow rapidly, and it's going to grow massively over the next few years. And so I liken this to a surfer who is in the water and can see a really good wave coming. And so they see it coming and they definitively say, "That's the wave I want." And they start paddling so they can get in position to get in front of that wave. And then when the wave comes, they can ride it elegantly all the way into shore. Okay. That's what I want for you. I want you to be able to leverage the power of this thing that is coming and get out in front of it now. Get started now. Make your mistakes now. Get an audience started now. Build your email list now. Start your podcast now. Whatever. We should get started now so you can stay in front of this. Because if you don't, the other two things that will happen to you are either B, you'll see the wave coming and you'll be like, maybe that's the one, I'm not so sure. And you won't be definitive and you won't start. And then the wave will get closer and closer and you'll be like, "Oh wait, this is the one." And then you'll start paddling frantically trying to catch it. And maybe you'll start to catch it, but the reality is it's gonna come crashing down on your head and you're gonna wipe out and go head over heels and it's gonna suck massively. Or C, you wait till it's too long, too late, and then the wave is coming and you're like, nah, that's not the one I want. And then you just kind of go right over the top of the wave and watch the wave take everybody else who decided to get in front of it all the way to the shore as they ride all the way to the bank with their newfound income because of the huge impact that they're making with the information that they're sharing with the world. So there is an opportunity right now for you to get a piece of this. And the focus of our next few episodes are going to be on how to do that, some tools and resources to do it. I already mentioned some of the tools that you'll need, things like Kajabi to host your courses or ClickFunnels to sell your ebooks, things like that. Maybe some of your masterminds or your workshops. Those are some tools you could certainly use. But in the next few episodes, we will talk about some of the other things that you need, like the mindset to make it happen. And that's why the first few episodes I focused on things like the confidence competence loop and the four phases of learning and some of those other things, because I know you're going to encounter them as part of the mindset piece of this. But also we need to work on your skill set a little bit. And there's some things I'm going to share that will help you with that. So if you want a piece of this $350 billion pie, pay attention over the next few episodes and we're going to share all kinds of information that will help you. And if you know other people who need to hear this, that should hear this, that maybe it's your kids, maybe it's a coworker, right? And let me let you in on a hint. When you go off and start doing this stuff on your own, everyone else that you know will say you're absolutely crazy and they'll try to shout you down. They don't do it because they don't like you. They do it because they care about you and they, quote, don't want to see you get hurt. But the reality is if you find a partner, if you find an accountability partner, a coach, somebody to do this with you, your chance of success is much higher. So if there's somebody that you talk to at work or maybe at church or other places, that maybe the PTO meetings, if there's people that you talk to about this stuff saying, hey, we should start a thing where we teach people how to do this, share this podcast with them. Let them know about what's going on here because we're going to share some resources and stuff that will help all of you as you do this. And if you haven't already checked out my Facebook group, Digital Marketing Mentorship with Dave Gambrell, again, I'll put that link in the show notes there, but if you just search that, you should be able to find it. We talk about stuff like this every day and the technical aspects of it and the in and out and the psychology behind it and the mindset and the skill set and the tool set. That's what I do all day. And we have people in there in all different phases of the process. People who are thinking about getting started. People who've actually gotten started. People gotten started and got kicked in the teeth. People got started, got kicked in the teeth, but got up and got back in it and are having success. And then there's some people in there that have had massive success. And the cool thing is you'll find some people in there that can help you on your journey as well. But I want this for you. If you want a piece of this, I want to help you do it. I've been able to do it with some success in some different industries, some different niches, and I want to show you some of the things that I've done so maybe you can use those in what you're doing. But I also want to share a bunch of other people and apps and tools and resources and conferences and courses with you so that you can find the right combination for you so that you can unleash your knowledge and your awesome on the world. So until next time, go unleash the awesome in your world. See ya.
Thanks for listening to Unleash the Awesome. Please be sure to subscribe, rate, and review wherever you listen to your podcasts. And please share us on your favorite social media platforms using hashtag UnleashAwesome.